So our next presentation is Powering AI and Automotive Applications with the MIPI Camera Interface. HB Choi, Field Applications Manager with Synopsys, will be making this presentation. HB is a field applications engineer at Synopsys Korea and is responsible for helping users easily integrate the Synopsys interface IP solutions such as USB, PCI Express, DDR, all the MIPI interfaces, Ethernet in their SoCs, targeting mobile, digital TV, wireless connectivity, storage, and networking applications. Please welcome HB Choi to the stage.
Thank you for introducing me. Hello, everyone. I'm here from Synopsys presenting the usage of a MIPI CSI interface in the AI and automotive area, as well as a traditional mobile area. Today's presentation will have this agenda. First of all, I will tell you the adoption of a MIPI CSI interface in the emerging area, and I'm focusing on the AI and the automotive example specifically. And then I will present the CSI interface, how it operating, and which components are in there. And then two specific examples for AI and automotive to their requirement, unique requirement. Okay, let me start by giving a quick overview of how widely CSI interface is penetrating the emerging area. So CSI was originally invented for mobile area. In the first time, the CSI is focused for the mobile area from the fish phone, smartphone, tablet. It was successfully adopted for long years and shipped multi-billion in the SoC. From this successful adoption, CSI interface is gaining traction in the other area, for example, the automotive, the VR, AR, and wearable, and the Internet of Things, and 5G. In emerging area, for example, automotive, this area will require a special requirement because of the condition, the environment will be different from mobile area. So I will tell you about the automotive area and AI application, which are different from mobile. These two areas is a new area other than mobile. So one is This is a factory automation. It's a lot of sense. It's capturing the image, the environment, and sending out the information to the processing unit. This is a new area we are seeing the CSI is adopted. The other area is in the surveillance camera. We are start seeing a surveillance area is also adopting CSI interface. These two examples is giving the message how widely CSI interface is penetrated in the other area other than mobile. Okay. This is one of the examples in the ADAS application, which gives the ability for the driver to see the surround view. The right-hand side has a vision of a car. In the peripheral of a car, in the corner of a car, there are many cameras to sensor, capture the image of the surround. The left-hand side block diagram is showing how the surround view system is working inside the car. There are many cameras, especially on the corner, on the peripheral of the car existing in this system to capture the whole view surrounding the car. All of captured images are aggregated in this kind of switch or hub. The captured image is aggregated in this switch module and get into the other side, typically in the processing unit, having the CPU or MPU in the front side of car. In the processing unit, will get the whole data from the switch hub. In the car, the distance of this part will have a many meet, so which is different from the mobile area. And the whole data environment, processing environment is different from the mobile area we are seeing typically. Furthermore, in automotive area, we are seeing some of a difference, critical compared to mobile area. In the environment, automotive is working. It has changing over time, while the mobile area in the handset, the environment is well controlled and well defined, well tested. However, in the car, the environment surrounding car is changing over time due to the condition of a car or environment itself. And the operating functional difference is also there between car and mobile area. In the car, so there are many images or radar, different source of image are processed together, while the mobile typically is capturing the image itself. And lastly, the most critical thing is electrical failure happen. When electrical failure happen, the impact will be so different between these two applications. So electrical failure happened in car, it will involve something related to human life. So the impact is very critical. While in mobile, something will happen there, just you cannot take a photo. Yeah? It's bad, but not so bad as in the car. The criticality of the failure management is so important in the automotive area. I know you see this picture a couple of times today. This is captured from VP. So VP spec is investing a lot of efforts to get it ready for automotive area. There are many protocols. There are many protocols. Here, so CSI, DSI, and other things, and a lot of part of car, as you can see. So VP is adopted in the automotive area from the driver assistance system and driver information and infotainment area. So now we are seeing the adoption penetration in the vehicle to connectivity, V2X. So we can see a lot of opportunity, a lot of chance to penetrate the automotive area. This is a typical block diagram of ADAS control SoC architecture. So you can see many connectivity here. Of course, we have the VP, CSI, DSI interface here in bottom line. The ADAS typically is for external connection. There are many external connectivity, such as PCIe, DDR Express, sometimes HDMI. And ADAS system also has the embedded vision for the data processing, the collected from the lot of outside capturing. And also it's concerning about security, so its security module are there. It's many sense scattered the car and collected the sensor data is merged in the ADAS chip. The sensor fusion system is there. And this is applicable in the automotive area. As I said before, the functional safety is so critical, so important. It requires a functional safety. So automotive areas, automotive IP is required to meet the spec, meet the harsh environment or the standard, stringent standard, the customer SoC vendor working in automotive area to meet the quality spec. So there are three criteria Synopsys is seeing to meet the criteria in the automotive area. So first of all, the IP. So I mean IP level, we are providing a functional safety ready, which will help the customer to accelerate the ISO 2626 functional safety assessment in the associate level. From the reliability point, in IP level, we are providing the reliability level the custom, automotive area is requiring. By doing so, we are helping reduce the risk of the customer development time for the AEC Q100 qualification. Third category is quality management. So by providing quality management, we are helping meet the quality level required for automotive application. This is another area we are seeing, another emerging area we are seeing at the chance of MIPI penetration. It's called AI, artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is typically mimic the human behavior or human brain. This is categorized at the three level. It's, eventually, deep learning is a specialized subset of machine learning. In the core side, which has neural network to recognize data pattern. So let me look into a little about this area to see how MIPI CSI is used in this area. In the machine vision area, there are edge connectivity. So there are lot of external interface connected to external world. In the MIPI side, especially we are focusing on these two areas, MIPI, CSI, and DeepEye, which will provide the machine to see through the external world through this interface. And based on I3C, so we have a sensor connectivity. So this is the area MIPI side interested in the machine learning in AI. Likewise, the automotive area, so AI machine learning SoC also it has a uniqueness of a requirement in that area, especially. There are three categories addressed by in the industry. It requires a specialized the processing, which is different from typical CPU, to help the mimic the human brain. It's typically in neural network is using specialized processing. Memory performance side, so machine learning and the AI requires a huge amount of memory capacity, bandwidth, and reduced latency. So it requires a huge amount of internal SROM inside. The third one is the real-time connectivity. Real-time connectivity, so now the BP side is focusing on. So it requires a real-time data transfer from the sensor and the image and audio, etc. So now I want to touch BP CSI spec. So how it is working and what components are there. This slide is a quick overview of a key improvement of the BP spec from the invention in 2005, as now today, and in the future. So BP was initially originated for the mobile interface, especially for handset. So however, the demand for CSI interface expanding. There are a lot of applications, so it is enhancing the feature, enriching the feature, as well as expanding the performance. So some of them I will touch, I will go over one by one. So color depth enhancing or expanding the number of virtual channel, and security. These kind of things will help enable the new area, new application area, such as automotive or AI, will help them enable those kind of application. The CSI tool will be adopted there. This is a typical whole feature of the CSI-based system. Is the right-hand side is CSI device side, transmit side. The left-hand side is the CSI host side, which will process the received data from the device. This device will capture the from the image sense and store the picture image in the local memory. It's called a frame buffer. And in order to send this frame buffer data to the host side, first of all, it will be sliced and sent to CSI device. And CSI device will make it a format format packet. So like this, the sliced image is packetized by adding some ECC and a virtual channel number and data formatting, SCRC. This packetized data will given to the RAIN distribution module. So this RAIN distribution module will distribute, send out the received data from packet build in each channel in the base layer, in the physical layer. In the physical layer, so I consume the DFI. DFI will have a multi-RAIN. The received packet will be distributed in each RAIN and given to host side. The other side, the DFI, is with the serialized data. And the host side after receiving the data, serialized data, after deserializing and the RAIN merging, it will be given to the packet decode. In the packet decode, it will remove the overhead part of this bed and slice the image. It's recovered and given to the part of frame buffer. This process, the same whole process will be repeated until the whole frame, the whole image is received on the receive side. This is the way how CSI system is working. Now I want to tell you the new imaging feature, new image feature enhanced in the spec to fit the automotive on the other area, which will be implemented in the hardware side, in SoC side or camera image side. It's a couple of enhanced feature. I will touch one by one from now. First of all, sorry. Color depth enhancing. CSI 2 version 1.3 color depth was sufficient for mobile area. However, in the machine and AI, the end consumer of the captured data image will be machine CPU process, not human being. So the enhanced color is required to the machine and the CPU to catch the differentiated, the slight difference in the brightness. Let's see the from the visual perspective, we don't see any significant difference, row 4 and row 8. However, and this image data is given to a CPU. When CPU process the data, CPU require the identify the slight change, slight difference in order to detect, identify the change in the environment. For example, in the car need to detect, identify the abrupt change from the lightning condition, the sun condition. So the enhanced color depth, row 16, row 20, will bring the advanced vision capability to the automotive or industrial area and the machine area. So this color depth will tell them about white and white, different white, black and different black. But the human being may not identify those kind of slight difference. The next enhancement is the expanding the number of virtual channel. By expanding the virtual channel, it can accommodate the number of sensor, the different type of data at the same time. For example, in left-hand side, there are 6 camera image sensors collecting different type of data and merged in the CSI to aggregated 6 different type of data and merged in there and transmitted to one streamline through the CSI channel to the other side, the host side, processing side. In the host side, by identifying the virtual channel number, it can parse each collected data accordingly and processing according to their purpose, original purpose. By providing multiple virtual channel, it can give it a chance, give it more ability to catch, understand the external environment, look into the external environment more better way. The third enhancement I want to tell you is the LRTE, which means reduced latency. Originally, the transmission, as you see here, so There are many entering and exiting the low power state. So which will make more transmission time. In the new LRT, new low latency mechanism, you can see we change this low power state entering and condense the transmission time with the same data. By doing this, we can secure this amount of reduced latency. The fast transmission can be possible. So by using this LRT, new LRT, this will enhance the multiple camera aggregation and the multi-export for the real-time perception, which is good for quick decision. It's important in the automotive area and the machine learning area. Lastly, in the enhancement side, in the CSI spec, two additional things. One is scrambling, the other one is a new compression scheme. By adapting scrambling, this will reduce the power spectral density emission, which will help to reduce the interference in each other. This is good for the environment where the sensitive receive are near, close. The other one is a new compression scheme. Remove the compression artifact, which was existing in the previous scheme. It's compared in the previous 1.3 compression mode. And also provide more image quality by using this new compression scheme. Now I want to touch the file side, physical layer, in the CSI interface. Traditionally, D5 was prevalent, widely used in the CSI interface, as well as in the DSI, in the camera and display side, D5 was prevalent. The D5 spec is using the source synchronous DDR clock as one dedicated clock lane and multiple lane. Lane can be scaled. It also provides a static dynamic DSQ scheme through the calibration. This D5 is economic and optimal. It doesn't have an encoding overhead, and it provides low power and high speed. It also provides spread clocking for EMI, EMC consideration. The D5 is widely used especially for mobile area. It's shipped in the billions of phone and cars. It established a lot of our ecosystem. This slide is just a show, but the spec summary of RXi, spec version summary of RX5 and TXD5. It is keep evolving in the area and finding new area, for example, emerging area, by expanding the bandwidth and adding more feature. However, it doesn't break the backward. It doesn't break the backward compatibility. Still, keeping the backward compatibility, it is adding new spec and augmenting existing ecosystem. It's adapting. Still growing the market application and finding new area expanding. And for the automotive sport or the industrial area sport, it is enhancing the channel distance. Now I want to just briefly tell you complementary spec which is used for camera control interfaces, I3C. I3C was touched in this morning session, so I don't want to touch it deeply. I3C is an enhancing version of it's called enhancing version. I2C is a it is compatible to I2C and is providing more higher speed just using two wire. And this is very useful in the Herbal for sensor interface. Initially, it's targeting for Herbal, sensing Herbal. There are a lot of sensors around there. It's just using the two wire connection. So the feature is in-band interrupt, is a command support, and the dynamic resetting, and in timing synchronization and synchronize. Now I want to tell you how I3C is used linked with a CSI and D5 based system. Originally, the I3C is target for connection of a multiple sensor, is a sensor bus. But in the camera interface between host process and the camera module, so in the camera control interface, in the existing camera interface, typically where I2C is there, it's now I3C is seeing the adoption in this area. So now I'm gonna tell how I3C is effectively used in the system, the how effectively implemented in the low power achievement. So most of the system now in the SoC, there is a sensor Herbal there as a standard product. So there is one I3C master connected to a lot of sensor through the I3C bus. Here, this is this part. This island, the sensor Herbal, is always on the main, while all the rest part of can be shut off and power off. Okay.
Wrap up.
Okay. Okay, just one minute?
One more,
okay. This is automotive area, how is CSI2 is used? This is commercial CSI device we enhanced by adding some safety mechanism treatment in the RTL, is providing the automotive solution. This is the vision machine SoC where the CSI interface is used. So neural network SoC and the camera image device is connected to the through the CSI and the I3C is comprising the whole camera sensor connectivity for machine vision. Okay. In summary. So I just want to show this slide. We are providing the whole solution as a single vendor.
Okay. Thank you very much, HB.